Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everybody. It's good to have you here today. Over the past while, I've seen some very strange things on social media about prayer and about how to talk to God and getting answers to your prayers. Quite frankly, much of it is about trying to manipulate God and getting God to do something that maybe He wouldn't want to do even for us otherwise. Things like, say these three prayers and God will make you rich beyond your wildest dreams. Those kinds of nonsense things. Those kinds of teachings really are not what the Bible teaches, and it's really not how God works. Our faith is about building a relationship with Jesus Christ and then submitting ourselves to Him to let Him fulfill His purpose with our lives. And that's really what prayer is all about. It's about communicating with God, building a relationship with Him. Now, we know that you really can't have a relationship with anybody unless you talk to them. But not only talk to them, but listen to what they have to say as well. Whether it's your spouse or your children or your boss or your employees or your friends or your neighbors, you can't have a relationship unless the communication is two-way. And sometimes we forget that when we go to God. As we said from the beginning here, prayer is a foundational part of our walk with God. We need to talk to Him. And we are told in the Bible that when we talk to Him, He will hear us. Jeremiah 29:12, God said, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." I love that verse because it reminds us that God does listen and does hear us, but is also sort of an inference there that when He hears us, that He's going to respond to us. So we always need to be ready and willing to listen as well. Sometimes we know very specifically what we need to bring to God, and so we talk to Him and we bring those requests to Him. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people." You see, we can bring every request we have to God and let Him know what it is that we need, what's going on in our lives, because that's what He wants to hear. We also need to remember that there is actually power when we pray. James 5:16, it says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." It's powerful and effective not because of what we can do, but because of how much God loves to answer our prayers and to work out the very best for us in every situation. It's not to manipulate Him, it's not to control Him, it's to build the relationship with Him. But not only do we come to God to pray when we know specifically what we're looking for, there are also times when we come to God because we are at the end of our rope. We have tried everything we can think of. We've done everything what we thought was right and possible, and there still is no answer there for us. At that point, we can become frustrated and even a little bit angry. Yet God is still there for us, even when we don't know how to pray. Even in those times when we don't know what the answer is or how things are going to be resolved, God already knows the answers. God already has it all worked out, and we can trust Him in the midst of it. We just have to be honest with Him, with our prayers and what we're feeling, what we're thinking, and what we're going through. So even in those times when we don't know what to pray, we still need to pray and to talk to Him. Here's just an example of a way that you can do that. It's called the I don't know prayer. It's actually very spiritual. You get down before God and you just openly and honestly say to Him, "God, I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what's happening. I don't know how to process this. I don't know what to do with these emotions. God, I don't know how to handle this situation." And then we take whatever dusty little sand grain of faith that we have and we say, "But God, I know that You know, and I will put my faith in You." At that point, we can leave the I don't knows there. We're not manipulating God. We're not trying to get Him to do something that we specifically want Him to do. We are simply saying to Him, "God, things are going on that I don't understand, that I don't know, and I leave it in Your hands. I put my faith, I put my trust in You because You are God and You know it all, and I know so very little." Prayer, an important part of building a relationship with God. Presenting Him with our needs and our desires, but also then listening to what he has to say to us so that our relationship with him can grow. We need to tell him what we're feeling, and we need to listen. And God will help us, and he will always be there for us. Keep praying, my friends. Keep believing. Have a great day, everyone. We will talk again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.